K-12 education in Wyoming is facing immediate cuts at the state level, and President Trump's federal budget proposes cuts to education, too. There's even talk in Washington of dismantling the U.S. Department of Education. This got Wyoming Public Radio's education reporter Tennessee Watson wondering how University of Wyoming education students were feeling about their future in teaching.
Thinking about how future teachers might be feeling about their chosen profession brought me on a nice spring stroll across the University of Wyoming's campus. Our studios are just across Prexy's Pasture from the College of Education. Outside, elementary schoolers from the lab school are playing, and inside I find Dr. Leslie Rush, Associate Dean for Undergraduate Programs in the College of Education. She's been with the college for 15 years.
When I first came, most of our students who graduated could get a job in Wyoming if they wanted. But over time, as the salaries of classroom teachers have increased in Wyoming, we saw the competition for our students being a little bit steeper.
That's because Wyoming salaries were attracting experienced teachers from out of state. Now there's uncertainty if districts will be doing any hiring at all. Rush offers a recent teacher career fair as an example.
This year, there were not as many Wyoming districts represented as in previous years. Now, what that leads me to believe is that there's some lack of certainty in the school districts about whether they'll be able to hire.
But if salaries shrink with budget cuts, that could err in new teachers' favor. Rush says when schools do have openings,
they'll have less salary to put behind those openings, and so they might be more likely to hire a brand new teacher.
But I wonder if lower pay has dissuaded students from wanting to pursue teaching. Rush says no. She thinks that a passion for the profession is what drives most. But she sends me over to a classroom to find out for myself. I find a group of mostly second and third year students waiting for their class on diversity and the politics of schooling to begin, and I ask them how they're feeling about cuts to education.
It's scary, but I mean, it's something that I think we're all passionate about. So I think that it's super important to us. So I think as future educators, of course that's in mind, but I think the broad spectrum of things is the children, and I'm really excited about that. So
that's Brooke Carm. Across the table is Macy Evans. Her focus is arts education, and she knows arts programs are often the first to receive cuts.
How does that factor into your decision making?
I started my process before, I guess, all of this happened, and then I'm not just going to switch just because I might not make money, I guess.
Evans said even before the budget cuts, teachers warn their students.
You're not going to make any money, so you either get out now or do it for a good reason other than money.
But what about students hoping for a good salary in Wyoming?
I'm looking at going out of state and then coming back when this is hopefully over.
That's Baxter Heinert. She's counting on another boom in the oil and gas industry.
I was never planning on leaving until this started to happen, and it's looking more and more appealing to get out of here for a little while.
It's appealing to Gabrielle Kramer, too. She's worried that as classroom size increases and support staff diminishes, that she'll be overwhelmed with work.
I think burnout is going to be a real thing.
Is anybody feeling more fired up because of the cuts?
I am, because now even less people are motivated to be teachers. So that just makes me want to be the best teacher I can be to help students because they're going to have less resources.
And for Allison Searles, being the best teacher for her students also means staying engaged with policy. So how engaged are these future teachers? At this point, Professor Angela Jaime is in the room and the class is about to start, so I quickly ask one more question to the whole group.
Does anybody feel like they know how education in the state is funded?
No one's full arm shoots up. I see about 5 half-raised hands. Professor Jaime jumps in.
You all read an entire chapter on it, like 4 weeks ago.
Uh-oh, I've started some trouble. It's time for class to start and time for me to go.
Thank you.
On my way out, I bump into Ken Hilton. This Casper native is getting a master's in school counseling.
The cynic or pragmatist in me is worried that we're not going to be able to recruit or retain quality teachers. And then the more positive thought that I have with that is the people that choose to work in Wyoming typically choose to work in Wyoming because they want to be here anyway. You know, like, that's why I want to be here. Like, I've grown up here and I value the community and what the state has to offer as far as like outdoors. And I think it's a good place to raise my daughter. I like that she lives here. So I think that is like kind of a glimmer of positivity. There'll be some people that are willing to take a lesser paying job because it's the place they want to be.
Ken heads off to the climbing wall, and I head back to get Professor Jaime's read on students' general willingness to make things work, even in a tough economic climate for teachers.
They know they want to be teachers. They love kids. They're passionate about learning. They're passionate about curriculum. But for them, it's not real yet.
So Professor Jaime does what she can to help them grasp how broader policies will impact their work in the classroom.
Thanks to you, they all now have an assignment for Wednesday on what House bills have been proposed in the state of Wyoming. What's the federal conversation?
I'd love to go back and hear what they find out, but I'm not sure these students want to talk to me, seeing as I'm the cause of their extra homework. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Tennessee Watson.